death before sin, but what about plants?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the speakers at July's National Answers in Genesis Family Conference in Branson, Missouri. Well, you've said it a few times this week, Ken, there was no death before Adam's sin. But what about plants? Didn't they die when animals ate them in the perfect Garden of Eden?
Mark, when I make the claim that the Bible teaches there was no death before sin, I'm referring to the death and bloodshed of animals and humans. You see, God created man and the animals to be vegetarian originally. There wasn't any physical death until after the fall. But if animals and man ate plants before sin, doesn't that mean there was death because plants died? Well, the book of Genesis actually has the answer. It tells us that plants are not living in the same sense that animals are. You see, there's a Hebrew word we pronounce nephesh that's used in Genesis for animals and man. This signifies a life principle that animals and man have. But this word is not used for plants. They don't have the life principle that animals have. Plants were given for food, so they don't die in the animal sense. You know, Genesis makes it clear there was no death, bloodshed, disease, or suffering before sin. All these are a consequence of sin.
Ken Ham develops this idea further in his booklet on why God would allow death and suffering. It's available free on the web at AnswersRadio.com. It's part of our listener-supported radio outreach of Answers in Genesis and AnswersRadio.com.